This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You know, just reading these stories about Flo Rida cakes. And Flo Rida signed some, or I guess he had some deal with Celsius back in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
And then he accused them, which I'm sure happens all the time, of hiding some revenue. Mm-hmm. Originally, the case, he just accused them of hiding like $30,000 in revenue.
Okay.
Somehow, it turns out, they must have been hiding a hell of a lot more, because they just gave him $83
million.
$83
million. Man, we need to get in the beverage game. I don't know how we would do it.
That's what they gave him, or that's what he won in court?
That's what he was awarded.
Oh. Haven't we been trying to get in the beverage game for like 3 years
we've
now?
We've been trying.
Yeah, there have been attempts, yeah. But I mean, we need to find
really
like,
hard. It's really
hard. We
need
to formulate like an energy drink or some new form of water or a new soda and slap our name
we
on it.
We had a deal in place.
And make $200 million.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a great strategy.
Yeah.
I just don't know how to
really
approach
it. We had a deal in place, but everyone wants to make a boatload of money, and not everybody can make a lot of money, at least to start.
Right.
Yeah, I think you've got to grind it for years, and then maybe you get lucky.
We just want the Flo Rida / 50 Cent type of deal.
is that too much to ask?
We need somebody to approach us with the next vitamin water.
Right.
If you've got the next vitamin water up your sleeve, contact us.
Mm.
Contact me.
Well, those guys have it. Don't sleep, right? Our guy from Don't Sleep Energy Drinks.
That's right. That's our deal.
Yeah, see, those guys have
an in. God bless them. We're not going to be litigious, but he definitely stole that vibe from us, right? Don't sleep.
Don't sleep.
He's a big Junks fan.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Mike from Vienna, entrepreneur.
We should probably get a lifetime supply of that.
It keeps showing up here about every week.
That's right.
We'll need it for as many as cakes takes every day.
I mean, this is major embellishment. I think I've probably had two of them since we started getting them.
I'll take one a day. You gotta open it, you know, near a carpet or something.
I mean, I was told this. The two that I've opened have been fine.
Okay, you're good.
No explosions.
Yeah.
Zero. Speaking of explosions, that might be what's going to happen with the Wiz. God, that's a good segue. It's a silly segue.
You think they're going to blow it up?
February 9th is the trade deadline,
by the way. Your headline. Wizards exploring trade options for Rui Hachimura, according to sources. Oh, also, quick programming note. Chase Hughes from NBC Sports Washington, he's going to join us today at 8:40 to talk about the Wiz.
Are you serious? Mm-hmm. I had it on a tweet.
Yeah.
8:45.
Yeah.
And then I looked at the outline and I switched it back, deleted the tweet.
Yeah.
Fixed it, put 8 a.m.
Redelete. It's now 8:40.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
Little old birdie told me. The Wizards have begun trade discussions with multiple teams centered on fourth-year forward Rui Hachimura. That's according to The Athletic and league sources. Hachimura is set to become a restricted free agent in July. He's drawn interest from several Western Conference teams in need of scoring, according to league sources. The Wiz have also gotten interest from multiple teams on potential deals involving Kyle Kuzma. But moving Hachimura would reduce a logjam at the forward spots and place the franchise in a better position financially to focus on re-signing Kuzma and potentially re-upping with Kristaps Porzingis during the offseason.
Well, if you're the Wiz, you definitely want to keep Kuzma and unload Rui if you're going to unload one of the two.
I don't know.
In my opinion.
I mean,
but you're going to get a better return for Kuzma.
Absolutely. But I think he's a pretty darn good player.
No, he's a really good player.
But he's expressed no interest in signing an extension.
There's no way he's happy.
So they can give him like $15 million a year, and he said, why would he do that? Because he's worth more.
$15 million a year. Like, he has a player option for $13 million that we know he's turning down. Like, why would he accept anything in the $15 million
a year? No, he's
going to
get mid-20s.
Yeah, he's having a phenomenal year, Kuzma is. Here's the
probably the
frustrating thing
he
part.
His trade value, 0 for 6 from threes.
It's not great.
But on the year, he's actually shooting 40% from threes, which is pretty good. And he's shooting almost 50% from the field, averaging 13 points in just 24 minutes.
Maybe this is why you trade him then. Get him at his peak value. Yeah.
But here's the frustrating thing for Tommy Shepard and the Wizards. They wanted to do this approach where they're not tanking. And it makes some sense. Like, the math now to tank, it's not necessarily worth it because a team with one of the league's three worst records has only a 14% chance to get the first pick, a 13% chance to get the second pick, and 12% chance to get the third pick. So there aren't great odds. So they call this the middle build strategy, right? The strategy was, we're going to pay Beal, who's making $46.7 million this season. And hopefully with Porzingis and Kuzma and some of the trades they made to bring in Morris and these other players, it's going to be a team that can compete. The problem is they've barely played together. So Beal's missed so many games.
19.
I think they entered last night with the 9-12 record when the guys are together. So now it's 10-12. They've played 22 games together. Like last night, I'm watching it. I watched early. I'm like, because the Knicks aren't bad. I think the Knicks are a 4 or 5 seed in the Eastern Conference.
Winning record.
And they're playing in New York, and Washington look like they compete with them. I don't think they're one of the best teams. They're not going to be one of the best teams in the Eastern Conference, but why couldn't they be as good as the Knicks? If you had all these players together, you could be a 5 or 6 seed, which I'm not saying is great, but that's kind of what they were shooting for.
Oh, if they could somehow become a 4 or 5 seed, Wizards fans I think would borderline throw a parade. They'd be overjoyed with a mid playoff seed.
Well, but I mean, there's just a
lot mediocre as they've been over the last few years.
Yeah. But there's a lot more that goes into winning games than just looking at the roster and going, all right, well, you got this. I mean, you got to play well together as a team. You got to play well in the fourth quarter. You got to defend. I'm sure there's certain metrics and analytics in the NBA that they're just not very good at defensively. And this is a really a stretch in the schedule right now where if they are going to make the playoffs, and maybe they are going to tank and they don't care about making the playoffs, but if they are, the next 3 weeks are critical, and most of those games are on the road, and the Wizards have a terrible record on the road, even though they won last night in New York. They're 8-16 on the road. And 11 of their next 16 are road games.
They're not even very good at home. They're one game above 500 at home.
Look, they're not a good team. I'm just saying if they're going to make the playoffs, first of all, they got to stay healthy with Beal and with Porzingis. And then number two, they've got to play well in the next 2 weeks because they play some bad teams.
I was surprised, though, how much reaction there was. We put it up on Junk's Radio on Twitter yesterday. Should they trade Rui? And there was a lot of reaction. We can open up the phone lines. It is open line Thursday, 800-636-1067. If you're a Wiz fan, what do you do? If you're in charge of the Wizards, what do you do? Do you just blow it up, like Cake says, trade everybody? Do you exercise a little patience? Do you do a little move? Like, to me, trading Rui is a little move. He's a bench player right now. I think the bolder move would be actually to trade Kuzma, who, yes, his numbers are really good this year. But if you gave Rui more minutes, his numbers would approach Kuzma's.
And if Kuzma doesn't have any intent on signing a long-term deal here, then you definitely move him.
Yeah, they got to know that.
He's going to be a free agent. He could leave with nothing in return. So why wouldn't you get some sort of haul for what I would guess is the more desirable commodity, Kuzma over Rui?
And by the way, that is theoretical because you don't know. I'm just saying that if you got a guy who's averaging 13 points a game in 24 minutes, you give him 40 minutes and close to 20 points a game.
Yeah.
Which, Kuzma's averaging like 22. I think Rui could up his rebounds as well, and he's shooting 40% from the threes. So you might get similar production if you gave Rui the minutes that Kuzma's getting. But that's speculative because Kuzma's doing it, Rui's not. 800-636-1067. I just don't know if you tweak around the edges, like trade Rui, if that's really going to change anything.
Oh, I think it's not going to give you a game changer in
return.
It's
a minor move. Yeah. It's a medium-type move.
Here are a couple of the responses. You can always tweet us at Junks Radio. Trade Beal, KP, and Kuz while their value is high. Keep Rui and Denny, who don't have enough value now but still have upside. Well, now you got one of the worst teams in the league. Well, also, it's trading all three stars.
Also, good luck trading Beal. Who would take Beal in that gigantic bloated salary?
Beal has $47 million coming to him next year.
What team's going to take that
on? And Porzingis can become an unrestricted free agent, and I guess I would assume he would. But if he doesn't, his player option's 37.
It's just distressing as a Wizards fan, like looking at them. They're a lower middle class team in the East. There are only three teams with a worse record than them. And then you go look at the Western Conference standings, and just an eternal doormat. The Sacramento Kings are 25-18, and they're in the third spot in the West.
Yeah, there's Sabonis. There's Sabonis trade that they made last year's paying off.
Like, how's that happening there?
Well, they've got one of the best. They got one of the best guards in the NBA, and then no one sees them play.
De'Aaron Fox and Sabonis run pick and roll, and they're silly. Here's from Gary Pilkerton, one of our listeners. It looks like Rui's ascending. I'm afraid that he'll go somewhere and blow up. Kuzma's good, but if he doesn't want to stay, then you've lost both. It feels like redecorating in purgatory. It's what the Wizards do best. And that's true. Have you seen how many trades Shepard has made? I was looking at it yesterday. I think ESPN had an article about what each NBA team should do with the trade value.
Trader Tommy.
And I might be wrong, but I think Shepard's done like 12 deals. Think about it. We were talking about John Wall yesterday. So they traded John Wall for Westbrook. Westbrook was here for a year, and then they flipped Westbrook into
Kuzma.
KCP. They brought in Porzingis.
Yeah.
I mean, they shake it up a lot, but they end up kind of in the same area.
Because they're grasping. They're in no man's land.
They never really blow it up.
And they're in no man's land for the next 5 years because of what Beal's contract hinders them. And it's $47 million to one player next year and goes up to 55 or 58 by the end of the deal.
800-636-1067. What do you think the Wizards should do? Here's from Anon. Says, keep Rui, Denny, Kuz, and Wright. Trade everyone else. Mm-hmm. I mean, people really like Denny's potential. He's 22, but I just think he would have shown more by now. He had a decent game yesterday. I think he finished with 14 points and 6 or 7 rebounds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's usually 9 points and 10 rebounds. He had a 20 rebound game.
That's helpful.
It's helpful for when you're taking a kid at number 7 overall. You need more production from that kid.
Yeah, I agree.
Like Chicago. Chicago took Patrick Williams out of Florida State 3 years ago, number 4 overall. He averages 9 points a game. Mm-hmm. You don't take a kid at 4 and you're not content with 9 points a game. Unless he's getting 30 boards a game, and he's not.
Let's go to Gary in Warrenton. Gary, what's up?
Yeah, you need to go ahead and trade Rui if you're going to coach him like he's being coached and allow him to shoot three-pointers all game and not put him in the best position for his offensive skills, which is the 15-8, 18-foot jumper and rebounding and playing tough under the basket, making moves under the basket, and playing like a power forward should play. If you let him shoot threes all game, he's not a good enough three-point shooter where I want him out there shooting 6 or 7 three-pointers all game. The last night was a good example, 0 for 6 or 7. Anybody can get hot shooting the three, but you want your players to play to their roles, and he's not being coached to his roles because he's allowed to be shooting threes too much.
One of their better three-point shooters, though.
Right, and that's the
statistically.
That's the current NBA is launching three-pointers. And if he's one of the better shooters on the team, he's going to have free reign to do so.
Yeah.
It's part of my problem with the league.
He's not
going to
go post up on the block and back dudes down like Rick Mahorn back in the day. That's not his game.
Those days are over.
Yeah, it doesn't happen anymore.
I mean, he's shooting a better percentage than Bradley Beal, correct? And you don't tell Bradley Beal, stop shooting threes.
You should. He's not a three-point shooter. I think if you're over 33%,
he's a mid-range guy.
If you're over 33%,
it's okay to take the threes.
Well, they're just in a bad spot because of, number one, the contracts to their big players. Number two, to the big players and scorers who are due for unrestricted deals in the offseason. So they got to make a move here in the next 10 days.
Well, the good news is they have Johnny Davis waiting in reserve.
Yep. Well, so, never know.
He'll fit right in.
I just know that they're going to, if they trade Rui.
Are you going to be bitter? Because that's your guy.
Well, no, I mean, a little
still
bit.
Still has Kispert.
I want Rui to play. I want Rui to play. I think he's shown a lot of potential. Kuzma's going to leave. Then they'll be stuck with nothing again. If they give Kuzma like this gigantic contract that he wants with Beals, they're just doomed forever. Mm-hmm.
They're going to have to decide between Kuzma and Porzingis.
Let me tell you, if the Sacramento Kings can be a 4 or 5 seed, one of the worst franchises of the last 20 years, the Wizards can figure it out.
They're doomed already. They're hanging out with the dregs like the Magic and the Hornets in the standings. Okay, they're already doomed. I see no path out. Just eternally.
They're actually. I think they have the number 6 in the lottery right now. They're not that far off from getting a little bit lucky.
Maybe get a man. Can you imagine if they got Wembanyama?
It would be amazing.
Well, then you're going to be like the Milwaukee Bucks.
It probably won't happen. Yeah. But it's going to. It's going to happen for like Charlotte or Detroit.
I'm sure.
We're going to watch them zoom past the Wizards in the standings too. All right. Very frustrating.
How do they do it? Ping pong balls.
I don't even remember.
Is there
how
a way
to do
they
it
can
now.
Rig that? Like with the frozen.
I'm
envelopes?
Sure it's riggable.
Yeah.
In some way, shape, or form.
Like have weighted ping pong balls or something.
I don't know.
Have the Wizards' balls be the lightest?
It's above my.
No, they got like 100 people in the room, accounting firms, all kinds of.
Yeah,
stuff.
They've got Ernst & Young in there.
It's all done by math.
I don't think many people believe this, but it is possible. All right, Beal has only played in 24 of the Wizards' 44 games. It's possible they could actually start winning some games here and getting a little bit of a roll.
They're going to make a run.
And then you'd actually say, hey, maybe this team that they put together, that Tommy Shepard put together with Kuzma and Porzingis and Beal, who all individually are having good numbers when they're on the court, can win some games.
Well, if they're going to do that, they got to beat the bad teams below them. Right. So they got to beat the Houstons and the Orlandos and San Antonio's and those teams.
If you want to weigh in on the fate of the Wizards as the NBA trade deadline approaches in less than a month, you can do that on the MGM National Harbor listener lines on an open line Thursday. 800-636-1067 is the number, and we'll discuss it further with Chase Hughes from NBC Sports Washington coming up at 8:40.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Coming up before the show is done, we'll give you a chance to win tickets to go see Eric Church at Jiffy Lube Live. He's playing there on August 5th, so keep listening for your chance to win. So we started seeing reports yesterday, I think it was yesterday afternoon or evening, that Sean Payton is trying to break the bank with his comeback to the NFL. He's looking for $20 to $25 million per season.
It's nuts.
To coach, fill in the name of your NFL team here.
Whether it's
the Broncos, the Carolina Panthers. It sounds like the Panthers owner, Tepper, is willing to just
give him whatever he wants. We talked about Houston, right? That might be a good spot. It doesn't look like, well, it's definitely not going to be the Chargers. Because they're keeping Staley. It's probably not going to be Dallas because I can't imagine they're firing McCarthy after they won last week.
What's the highest paid guy right now? Coach in the NFL.
Ooh, highest paid.
Like, what is the, like, 10,
Belichick's
12?
Belichick's got to be up there.
What's he make, 15 a year? I mean,
I don't think it's that much.
I mean, so to me it sounds like $20 million is like doubling the current high. But I don't know what the current high is. Like, I thought it was a lot that Ron was got like $7 million a year.
Yeah, I want to say that Belichick was in that $8 to $10 million.
Belichick, it says here, $20
million. $20
million. Oh, is it really that much?
Carroll, Drab's guy, $15
million. Wow. You know what?
All right, so it is $20 million.
Then $20 million is the going rate.
Sean McVay was pulling in $14
million. Mm.
Mike Tomlin, $12.5 million. Andy Reid, $12
million. Wow. So,
By the way, this is perfect.
Actually, Ron's nubs.
Ron is cut lower.
Don't they pay him like seven?
$7 million.
And you get $35 million.
And he's doing the front office bit too.
Yeah, he's underpaid.
He's doing two jobs.
So yeah, I guess so. If you're going to be at minimum, you're looking at 15.
No, I think 20.
Bare minimum. Yeah,
I think he's going to get 20. He's a defending Super. I mean, not defending, but I mean, he's won a Super Bowl before. He's going to be in demand. It's going to be a bidding war.
Man, I can't believe
that
salary's
got that
high.
Belichick and Carroll making 20 and 15, like.
If you're Peyton, which of the jobs are you most interested in?
Go through them again.
Carolina.
Eh.
Denver.
Arizona.
Maybe.
Denver.
He's looking at quarterback, so.
Yeah. So it's Tyler or Russell. Go ahead.
I think he's also looking at the owner.
And the owner.
Also, Houston, you could start with a fresh slate. You're going to draft somebody.
You're going to draft a quarterback, right.
I think Kyler, you could probably get more out of Kyler between now and the end than Russell.
I might want to stay out of the AFC. AFC's just got studs, like the Chiefs with Mahomes, the Bills with Allen, Burrow and Cincinnati. They're going to be forced to
the Chargers.
And then the Jags.
If the Chargers had let Staley go, I guarantee you would have been interested in that.
Chargers
just because of the quarterback.
Yeah.
But in the NFC, I think you have more ability to move
up. What are the NFC teams available then?
Carolina.
And Carolina.
Arizona.
Yeah, I'm doing Arizona over Carolina.
Let's see, you got the...
All day.
You've got the Houston in the AFC.
I'm staying away from Houston for whatever reason.
Carolina might not be that bad if you think about it. If Tom Brady leaves Tampa, the Bucs are in a rebuild. The Saints are kind of
a mess. I don't think Carolina is as bad as
that division's kind of ripe for the picking. Well, they have to find their quarterback,
but for the time
being,
what if
they bring in Garoppolo?
You can kind of patchwork your way around the division.
You don't think you can win with Garoppolo?
I mean, I think he's fine if you get the right team around him.
I feel bad for some of the interims. Like, Steve Wilks actually did a pretty good job in Carolina, I think.
Mm-hmm.
He actually got them in contention to compete for the division.
And now they're interviewing Ken Dorsey.
Mm-hmm.
His problem, again, he's a defensive-centric head coach. Those guys, it seems like they have two strikes against them going into, like, new situations.
And let's be real, he's African-American.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The thing that's so interesting to me about Peyton is... He's such a dullard on TV. Like he's like Mr. Photogenic too. Like he is not an attractive guy.
Yeah.
He doesn't take a good picture. He looks dumpy.
He doesn't present
and frumpy.
Well.
Yeah, he's not. He's not a charisma guy.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he's just an X's and O's genius or something.
I've seen him though on with Cowherd on his TV show.
Uh huh.
He's pretty good there.
Okay.
He just kind of sits down on the couch and he expands for like 20 minutes.
We got him on a suit. You know, it looks like cakes in a soup. Just uncomfortable.
I mean, I'm always the
target. We should keep a track. Keep track of how many days in a row EB hammers you.
He's not incorrect. I don't like wearing suits.
Yeah,
I mean who does?
Or Valdez. I kind of like suits. I don't think I'm necessarily
wear
comfortable.
Wear a suit to work then.
No.
Why not?
Stupid. No, but on the rare occasion when I wear a suit, I feel like it looks silly. You don't feel that way? Or do you feel like you look dumb when you wear a suit?
No, I mean, I feel like I look fine.
Yeah.
I mean, back in the day, like when I remember I did an appearance for a client,
mm-hmm.
and it was a barter deal. I actually did it for the suit, and I wore the suit, and my mom got all sized, you know.
Of course.
But it's weird to see an NFL head coach in a suit because those guys are usually dressed in like sweatpants and a polo.
Yeah,
or
he just
like
doesn't,
a starter jacket.
He's got terrible posture. I think his personality stinks, and he definitely is not like photogenic.
No, but well, I don't know how much he's making.
I don't know how much money he's making on the TV side. He looked awful comfortable when I've seen him once or twice. Sitting on that couch, talking to Cowherd,
well,
just
totally
shooting ass
vibe.
About football.
That's a totally
and he said
vibe.
That he was joking that he liked it because when he does that TV spot, they have the hair and makeup people, and they give him a nice little haircut. He had it like all gelled up, and he looked silly.
No, you'd feel look silly, too, if you knew you had a $100 million windfall about to fall in your lap.
Well, if like he signs a five-year deal, he's going to get $125, maybe $150. I mean,
he could.
Woo!
We're just glossing over the fact that the team have to depart with a first-round pick.
No, definitely it's an issue. Huge
it's a
issue.
Huge issue. I don't think, to be honest with you, I don't think any team wants to do that.
I don't know which one it is.
It could be Vince Lombardi.
No, but they say there's one team that's desperate for
Carolina.
Him.
Seems like Tepper.
But Carolina hasn't even. I don't think, unless I'm missing something, I don't think Carolina has requested an interview with him.
He had when he listed all of the teams.
That wasn't one of them.
That was. I don't think that was one of them.
Because Denver definitely requested.
Denver and
Houston
I think,
did.
I think Houston and what was
did
was,
Indy?
Yeah, I think it was Indy.
Maybe it was Indy.
I still think this is an outlier, but I know no one ever agrees with me. I still think there might be a chance to. The salvage Russ just shocks me that he could just fall off like this.
No, I'm sorry. It was Arizona. So Arizona requested an interview. Houston requested an interview. Denver requested. Indy did not.
Mark
and
Maskey,
Carolina did not.
Mark Maskey tweeted, I think this is yesterday, Panthers owner David Tepper would give Sean Payton, quote, just about anything he wants to be the team's coach.
Didn't he just do that with Matt Rule?
Yeah, but Matt Rule was unproven, though. But Matt Rule was unproven. At least with Peyton, you know, the guy's generally winner. But again, he had Breeze.
Where'd Tepper's money come from?
He's a hedge fund billionaire.
Okay.
So he's got super deep pockets. Like, he's like the Steve Cohen of the NFL. Like, he'll spend whatever he wants on a coach, and it doesn't matter.
I don't blame him for not wanting to go somewhere where you don't know where your quarterback is. Like... You know, you don't know who your quarterback. Yeah, I just think that's.
But Sean Payton's all-time record, like, has he? I know he won a Super Bowl.
Look
at that.
A bunch of winning seasons. I mean, he had Drew Brees.
He had Drew Brees. I'm wondering about Sean Payton without Brees.
Like, I'd be worried about like Kyler. How's he going to respond from the ACL?
Well, he's not going to play much next year,
right? Russell Wilson, like, he's coming off his worst season in. Probably of his career.
Kyler, I can't remember. Kyler tore his ACL at the end of the season.
Yes.
That's why Trace was getting those starts.
Yes.
So if you figure, what month did Kyler break it?
Well,
December.
Because Colt McCoy got a concussion.
Right. That's Kyler tore it in
December. It
was probably
early December, late November.
So he's not going to come back before November at the early.
Oh, right. They're going to have a play setter for a year.
Right.
Back
all right, so Peyton was in New Orleans from 2006 all the way through 2021. 15 years.
Yeah.
And I'll give him credit. I only see four losing seasons, and they were all 7-9s.
Right. So he
never
11,
has been worse than 7-9.
Right. 11 winning seasons, four losers, and the losers were by one game.
Right.
He's like the anti-Ron Rivera.
Right.
Well, I know the Saints were a lot better with him last year than they were without him this year. When he had Peyton and Jameis or Dalton, whoever the hell their quarterback was last year.
I think Dennis Allen's a bit of a stooge, and that played out last year.
Yeah, they were 9-8 in 2021 with
Drew
Peyton.
Brees.
He's had nine double-digit winning seasons,
but again,
at least 10 wins.
Not last year.
Well, no, not last year, but for the 99% of his career. Here are the quarterbacks or the coaches that Carolina requested for interviews for. Jim Caldwell, Steve Wilks, Mike Kafka from the Giants, Ken Dorsey, Shane Steichen, who's the Eagles OC, Frank Reich, Kellen Moore, Jared Mayo, and D'Amico Ryans.
Also, Texter brings up a great point that New Orleans won't let him go to Carolina.
Okay, in division. Okay, that makes sense.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yep.
So Carolina might not even just try because they know New Orleans won't do any kind of deal.
You don't want that guy beating your brains in twice a season for the next 4 or 5
what if
years.
They gave him two ones? What if they gave him a one this year and a one next year or whatever? Maybe that would get it done. I don't know. If the guy's desperate, I don't know.
What if none of these owners, you know, Arizona, Denver, Houston, don't want to give up $25 million a year for a coach?
I just like
seeing they're in the wrong market.
Does he sit out another year?
Reich.
Does he sit out another year and do TV another year and then wait for another job next
I'm
year?
I'm just entertained by billionaire hedge fund owners who are used to winning at everything and just making all the money and, like, everything turns to gold. And they can't get it right in the NFL, and then they become desperate.
Yeah, but they're,
he's clearly a desperate person.
But their franchise value still goes up. They're still big winners.
He's still a life winner.
Yeah.
But he's, you can tell, like, it's burning in him that his team stinks, that he can't get it right. Mm-hmm. And he's trying to make it right by throwing $25 million plus at Sean Payton.
I mean, look at what Belichick's doing over there in New England. He's struggling.
Yeah, that's what happens when Tom Brady leaves.
Exactly.
And you try to replicate with Mac Jones and Patricia and Judge being co-offensive coordinators.
Well, it probably would have been in the playoffs had Jacoby Myers not been a donk.
Well, it's not a great move by him.
I think if I was, I'd be hesitant to go to Arizona, though, because Kyler's so aloof. I think I would have to request a meeting with Kyler. That would be the most important thing.
Right.
Like, can I?
There's a new GM coming in. There's a lot of flux there in Arizona.
Right.
Bidwell's kind of a nightmare.
Traditionally,
so,
right?
So we'll see. I don't know. We'll see. And Sean Payton did say it's not just about the quarterback. It's about the ownership.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Front office and ownership.
Sure.
I would say Arizona is just a big question mark right there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know anything about Houston. Does McNair have a great reputation?
No.
Right.
No.
So you're dealing with that, too.
Pretty much
they're
the opposite.
Disaster. Yeah. Right. He's not going there.
For him to go to Houston, it would probably have to be a massive overpay of what he's even asking for.
But, again, like you said, I mean, you're drafting a quarterback in number two.
Yep.
Hey, time really flies, and it's a new year, and you know what that means. New beginnings. And when you start planning your New Year's resolutions, don't forget to think about your dream home. Whether winding down your day in front of the fireplace or cooking healthier meals in your new gourmet kitchen, achieve the number one resolution on your list with Van Meter Homes. Purchase a new single family home, townhome, or condo in Northern Virginia and say cheers to your new home this year. Visit vanmeterhomes.com and you can learn more.
Listen up, Prize Pigs. Before this segment is over, I will give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see Eric Church for his show at Jiffy Lube Live. Not right now, but when you are prompted to call. It will be happening within the next 10 to 12-ish minutes. So keep listening for your chance to win.
You just keep listening.
So remember when Kevin interviewed Amanda Bynes like 10 years ago? Maybe yes. It was even longer ago than that.
Kind
of, I think
sorta,
that was
yeah.
the start of Kevin on the show. It was probably like 16 years ago.
All right. And she was, I know nothing about her. I really don't know anything about her. She was like some sort of Nickelodeon
kid star
or something?
On Nickelodeon. Huge yeah. on Nickelodeon. Like when my kids were like heavy Nickelodeon watchers.
Right, when our kids were young.
It was the Amanda Show. I believe that was the name of it. It was a lot of SpongeBob, a lot of, trying to think of some of the other stuff my kids like Dora the Explorer.
So
like,
that era.
Yeah. Yes.
And I remember Kevin interviewing this girl, and I remember thinking, wow, that was a really pretty girl. Like, and she, and I remember Kevin, like, he was kind of blown away as one of his first celebrities, and and she was super nice to him and everything. And then it just all went to hell. Now you look at pictures of her, and she's had obviously well-documented issues with maybe like bipolar, schizophrenia. I don't know what's going on. Drug issues. She's got this heart tattoo on her face, on her cheek that she's had for a few years. And she just, you know, she just looks awful. And it's like, what happened to this girl? Like, she was she looked like,
maybe she was over, like, the whole, like, she was.
Was that all
very,
fake?
She was, like, very goody-two-shoes, wholesome. Yeah. And now maybe this is more like the real her. I don't know. I don't know about the transformation.
It's just, I just sort of through the years, she's kind of in the news occasionally. I think she has falling outs with her parents. And, you know, she kind of dates like losers, you know.
Yeah, I don't know if
you're the tattoo artist, who puts a heart on someone's face? I know it's very popular now.
And I don't know if this is something that specifically happened to her, but I know that a lot of kids that grew up like in that era, like the Amanda Show and the iCarly show was a huge show on
show.
Nickelodeon. Like there was a lot of like weirdness, like with producers behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Like,
what's all
I don't
Hollywood
know if it's sexual abuse, but like just abusive towards the talent when they were young, like underage. Like That can mess with kids when they're young like that.
I think a lot of sex jokes with the kids.
Like inappropriateness.
Like maybe for the parents.
Like when that happens when you're 12 and 13, that can like...
Maybe.
That can cross up your wires, man. That can mess you up for like the rest of your life.
I know that some people want to get their kids... In fact, I know somebody's going to get their kid in the business. You got to be careful, man.
Like, stage moms and pageant moms and stuff like that.
You got to be really stable.
I don't even know.
And these kids.
How many get through unscathed? Like Ron Howard, that's about it?
No, I'm sure there's plenty. But
he might be the most normal guy to ever be in
Hollywood.
But
some of these
early
kids are coming up with split homes, too. And they just get influenced and taken advantage of by, like you said, these producers and the people in Hollywood. And they just turn out to be nightmares.
And it kind of reminds me even of like the reality, families that put their show on reality shows, all get divorced.
Right, they're all weird.
They all end up just like, it just ruins your life.
Well, remember Drab brought up that Crisley show.
Yeah, those guys all went to jail yesterday.
They're getting like 30 years.
Yeah, I think the guy's getting way more than the wife.
I never understood what they did for money.
I think they were real estate agents, maybe?
I don't know. I know the names, I couldn't tell you how they're famous.
I think it was luxury real estate,
but then, you know, I'm sure scam. Sort of scam. Looks like there's another SBF scam. Did you see that? Another FTX or whatever?
No.
There's another crypto company that apparently owes the Winklevoss or has about 900 million of the Winklevoss's crypto.
Oh, they're bitter.
And they're about to go busto like any moment.
Oh, no. I hope they can still row. Are they still good at rowing? Is there any money in that?
Listen, I think the Winklevosses are fine, but it's the guy that owns the exchange.
Ah,
okay. I think the exchange is doomed. It's just unbelievable.
I'm sure my Bitcoin's going to go to zero at some point. I know I'm just going to be sitting there with my hard wallet that's literally worth whatever I paid for the hard wallet, like $150.
Oh, you have to pay that much for the wallet?
I think it was like $99 or $150.
Oh, I thought they were like free.
Not free at all, Ricky.
Yeah, that's
you stupid. Go Google.
I don't know why I thought
Google
that.
Trezor hard wallet Bitcoin. Not free. Yeah. Not free at all. Definitely have to pay for it.
Right. Anyway, I see this picture of her. She looks awful. You know, even like Miley Cyrus, like her parents got divorced, right?
Yeah.
She was heading down that road. Now I guess she's become more stable, but
she's
a big time superstar.
She's got the worst tattoos.
But she was heading down that road.
Like Miley Cyrus, the good thing is I don't think she has any on her face yet, right? Pretty girl. She got terrible tattoos, just like randos. You know, it's.
Oh. Yeah, but she looked so money on New Year's Eve.
I didn't watch any of
this.
Taylor.
I know you're a Taylor.
Yeah, Tay-Tay.
Tay-Tay's
my girl.
Is that your one seed?
Yeah, it's my girl.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I thought that Miley looked really good on New Year's Eve.
Right.
What?
I don't know.
I'm just telling you.
Still has some tea in there.
She had 30 different outfits, and she looked hot in all of them.
Yeah, but have you seen her tattoos? They're like really random.
Yeah, no, but they all got tattoos now.
I know, but it's like there's no theme to them. They're just like random tattoos. Like at least if you go with like a sleeve or something.
Who's the player? Like Nikki Sixx from Motley Crue. He's got a whole sleeve.
Yeah. Who was the player on the Wizards that had random tattoos for a while?
Oh, it was Mike Scott.
Yeah.
Oh,
he had no theme.
He had a zillion emojis.
He had like the Simpsons. Yeah,
he had like smiley face emojis.
He had a bunch of emojis. He was a freak. Dude, I have good pictures of him. When our guy Barry had me on the wood, I took good pictures of him. Yeah, because I was just fascinated by the tattoos. One of the Beankini baristas, one of the publicity photos was out there with some you know, like stripper looking chick with tattoos everywhere. I'm out on tattoos.
I've never been in.
My kids come home with random tattoos. I'm gonna be bitter.
I know this girl's in the news, and I know Jason would be psyched for her, but I don't know if he knows who she is. Okay. It's the Livy Dunn girl from LSU, the gymnast.
Yeah.
Jason always says that he loves like gymnast bodies. Like
you do? You like?
He likes
you like 4'10".
No, I like tennis bodies.
Well, he always says I wanted to have a butt like a 10-year-old boy or something like that.
That's a weird.
Hold on, you said that.
That's a line from a movie.
Are you sure?
What?
It's a line from a movie.
Which movie?
He doesn't like. He doesn't like thick girls.
I've never said publicly she's got an ass like a 10-year-old boy.
Maybe that was privately.
I would keep claiming it's from a
that
movie.
That might be your dream.
No. That's why he knows what I'm talking about.
Right,
no,
but
he's correct that Jason doesn't like.
I don't like
the Kim Kardashian body type with like a big booty.
Yeah, I don't. That's no. outrageous.
Like, I don't like the gymnasts. They're too short for me. Gymnasts are way too short.
Yeah, too they're short and stubby. Yeah.
Well, Libby Dunn, she's gotten so popular.
Yeah.
She's a huge TikTok star. I don't know, yeah, like 7 million followers, something like that.
Making millions.
Millions. Yeah, yeah. Making millions of dollars. All her fans are like bombarding her gymnastic meets.
Bombarding.
She's not even performing right now.
Yeah, because it's like
she's
chaos.
She's injured, actually.
She's injured, but it's like chaos at all her events. It's like it's like a rock concert.
Well, did you see like her best friend on the team is trying to jump on the fame train?
Yeah.
And has got her own little following now.
Secondary hero worship.
Yeah. But, dude, that's what we saw this.
This is Rom's favorite secondary.
We saw this phenomenon years and years ago. We went to the U.S. Open. And people just wanted to see Anna Kournikova hit balls. She wasn't
including
playing.
I was
guilty.
Everybody was outside
with their pants around their ankles.
No, they had the wind
thing.
They had
like a tarp that covered like 90% of the fence. And then the little crack that you could see was like there were bushes in the way. Like they were doing anything they could to discourage people. But weird people, creeps like me, were still trying to get a look at her, like through that little sliver of the fence.
It was like Porky's.
It was kind of like Porky's in Flushing Meadow. That's exactly what it was like. That was so long
ago,
by the way.
One of the top tennis players in the world, I think she's ranked 2, is Paula Badosa from Spain.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know any of the new chicks.
6 foot, just money. Just money.
That's what Jason likes. He likes those Taylor Swift.
Hey, by the way, Valdez,
yeah.
YouTube, Bill Paxton in True Lies when he's describing a hot woman
and says
she's got an ass like a 10-year-old boy. Yeah. That's where I got the line. I didn't make it up.
There you have it.
And I don't like women who have asses like 10-year-old boys. Don't put that on me. That's from a movie.
Yeah. Not protest too much.
Right. Yeah, right. I just want to defend myself.
Yeah. Now, have you ever uttered that before, like the line of the movie?
Probably.
Have you ever repeated that line to drag?
Probably because it's a funny line.
Nobody said this.
I've had sex with black women.
All right. Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
Sure.
That's a fact.
That's factual.
Can you run that?
Oh, I got to find it.
It's hilarious.
But, I mean, I didn't. It didn't originate with me.
Why did you bring up the Olivia Dunn
thing? Because when you mentioned Miley, they have, like, skinny. He was talking about how size he is for Miley.
No, Miley's taller and skinnier.
I don't think Miley's
I don't think she's very tall.
She's very skinny. She's
definitely very skinny. She doesn't have a gymnast body.
No, but I don't think she's very tall.
I figured 5'7". You don't think that's true?
I'd be surprised.
5'5".
Yeah.
Okay.
That sounds right.
Average.
Mm-hmm.
5'11 to 6 foot. That's my range.
That's your wheelhouse.
Minimum 5'7, 5'8.
What is Taylor? She over 6 feet?
Not sure.
She's got to be 5'11.
Actually, she's pretty tall, though. Olivia Dunn is 5'6.
All right. Wow. That's pretty tall for a gymnast.
Are you into Olivia Dunn?
I don't know anything about Olivia Dunn.
The LSU gymnast that gets all the social media love and the NIL deals?
Why would I know anything
about it's been a big story. She might be one of the highest paid college athletes.
Was that the girl that the fans were yelling at?
Yes.
And they had to escort him out or something?
Yes.
Oh. I read something about it, but I don't know anything. I don't know what she looks like.
Right? She might have the most NIL money of anybody out there. Or
I think she does.
And certainly makes a killing like with brand deals on Instagram.
On Instagram?
That kind of thing. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what Arch Manning's getting. And the rumor is the kid from Florida, five-star quarterback.
Jaden Rashada.
Left for Ole Miss?
No, he left. He hasn't signed with anybody, but he's not going to Florida because apparently they promised him $13 million, and of course he wasn't getting that.
Right, it fell through.
So he got bitter, and now he wants out.
Right.
When the Supreme Court allowed that, the NIL deals, college coaches just must have they're ravaged with so many situations.
Yeah, but the ones with deep pockets pressure and boosters who are willing to spend, they're happy.
Well, there's only
it.
So many of those guys.
Right. Well, those guys are happy.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Florida. You would think Florida could do it.
I mean, Florida's kind of getting lapped by some of the other teams in the SEC.
That's what I'm saying. If there's a program that could do it, you would think Florida can.
Well, you know what they're saying.
And they were talking $13 million for a high school senior.
Crazy.
What they were saying is, and I don't think it could get to this point, but that C.J. Stroud might have even had a thought if they could get enough NIL money to keep him for another year.
Right.
Now, that's probably going to take, $20 million or something? Mm-hmm. But we might get to that point.
Possibly.
It's nuts.
We might get to that point.
Like, if you're a top 5 pick, like, you're going to – maybe that money can compete eventually, but I mean, he's going to take that NFL. What are going to make the NFL money over the NIL money?
Well, you're going to make $30 million or whatever in your first NFL contract.
Yeah.
All right, run that clip.
Oh gosh, you got the most incredible body and a pair of d**ks. Make you want to stand up and beg for buttermilk. Ass like a 10-year-old boy.
Thank you.
There it is.
What is that from?
True Lies.
I actually like that movie.
I think it's a massively overrated movie. That's just my opinion.
I thought it was... I'm
making buttermilk references.
I thought Tom Arnold stole that movie.
Maybe he did.
Yeah.
I'll never watch that movie again.
Yeah.
Because the first time I watched it, didn't enjoy it that much. Wouldn't watch it a second time. I told you Prize Pigs to be ready. Now is your time to shine. 10th caller at 800-636-1067. You're going to win a pair of tickets to Eric Church's The Outsiders Revival Tour, Jiffy Lube, live August 5th, before tickets actually go on sale. Tickets are courtesy of Live Nation. Tickets on sale this Friday, January 20th, 10 a.m., also at Ticketmaster.com. But win them right now if you're the 10th caller at 800-636-1067.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.